see what I see. You know what I see out here? I see what God sees. When every Christian comes to Christ, when every sinner comes home, he becomes a Christian. He or she becomes a Christian. And you get born again. You go from darkness to light. Amen. You get transformed from one kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Hallelujah. He is the light of the world. He is the light of the world. Do you see what I see? Matthew 2, verses 1 through 2. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men, and wise men still seek him. They came from the east. My Savior, my King, is coming back in the eastern sky. What he started, what God started in the garden, come on, he's going to finish. He finished in Christ. And he's coming back, what, for his bride. My King is coming back. Verse 2. He was saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we're come to worship him. Let's go to verse 9 through 12. God desires worship. He created us, mankind, in his image and likeness for worship. God's word never changes. He's still seeking those that would want to worship him. What? In spirit and in truth. Jesus said to Pilate, I am truth. Pilate asked him, what is truth? Do you see what I see? Pilate didn't see Christ by choice. He saw gold. Pilate was a rich man. He was a ruler in a high place of authority. And Jesus said, you can't serve two masters. Come on, we can't serve God and gold. We can't serve. Now, what you can do. See, that was the problem. That was the problem with the priesthood at one time. They served gold more than God. See, they put gold in the fire and brought out a golden calf and worshiped it. Aaron did that. That was the priest. He didn't see what we see. He couldn't see. He was blinded. Aaron was blinded, even though he was in the priesthood. He was blinded because the people wanted a God that they could see. A God of gold came out of the fire. Oh, it wasn't by coincidence. But that God got destroyed by the law, by Moses, who could see God. The glory was upon his face. Moses. Why? He was in the presence of Almighty God, like we are today in this church. Be still and know that he's still God. And if you'll be still and let him come into your life, you will never be the same. Do you see what I see? When they heard about the king, they departed. And lo, we read this in the offering. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood. Say, stand. I stand here today in the presence of an almighty God that is asking, do you see? I want you to see what I saw 24 years ago. I didn't see a flash of lightning. But I heard. Do you hear what I hear? I heard a small, still voice on the inside of a lost man crying, I love you. And I opened up my Bible. Not this one. I've wore out a few. I've lost a few. I've put one, hey, but I had it with me when I lost it. Come on. I was going to church. I just put it on top of the truck instead of in the truck, and I lost it. But somebody got that Bible. I pray it got into the hands of somebody that not only found it, but read it. Because it's in the reading that you hear. And it's in the seeking, come on, that you find. And it's in the knocking that your life will be changed forever. Because Jesus said, if you knock, you will ask and you'll find. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it will be opened. This book will be opened to you. Verse 10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down, here we go, and worshiped him. Not, they didn't fall down and worship Herod. They said, we looking for a king, but you ain't it. Amen, you ain't him. And when they opened their eyes and when they opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Verse 12, and being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Luke 2, verses 8 through 20. Do you see what I see? Do you hear what I hear? Listen to me, but listen to the Spirit of God this morning. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were afraid. But the angel said unto them, fear not. 2023 will be a year to fear not, for the Lord is with thee. For behold, I bring you good tidings of what? Great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Boy, what good news. And this shall be a sign to you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly, say suddenly. Suddenly. That's immediately's twin brother. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude. Why? Just can't one. You just can't praise. It takes more than one to praise him. Oh, when you start praising, more show up. When you praise the Lord, he steals your enemies. He inhabits your praise. And then suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, and you will be saying something. Saying what? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. We'll hold it right there. The war is over. It was over 2,000 years ago. But Pastor, you not see they're still killing on the streets. They're still doing all these crazy things. The war that's over is now there's peace between God and man. Jesus became, he was born to live, to die a sinless man, and to go be raised the third day so that we could have peace with God. Our sin has been taken care of, but that's the only beginning. Now we've got work to do. We've got to take this gospel, this good news, and let them see what we saw when we got born again. We saw Christ and him crucified for the sins of the whole world. And his light broke the darkness of hell. It broke every chain of bondage. When his blood was shed, our life, our sins were forgiven forever. Do you see what I see? When Jesus asked Peter while he was on the earth, who do you say that I am? You know, Jesus asked him, well, some say you're Elias, and some say you're a great prophet, and some say this, but Jesus said, hey, I'm looking at you, Peter. Who do you say that I am? And immediately, suddenly, Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, Peter, blessed are you, for you, your flesh and blood didn't give you that, Peter. That came straight from heaven. That was the Father speaking. Peter was not born again. But he heard about Jesus. Not only did he hear Jesus, he followed him. The wise men followed the star, and they worshiped the King of Kings. Why? They had read in the scrolls about, they had followed the stars and the signs. They had read about it, and they were looking, and it was time. Say it's time. Say it's time. It's your time. It's our time. It's the church's time to shine. For Jesus. We're not going to be put underneath a basket. We're going to be a city upon it. It sits upon a hill. They're going to see the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. In you, my brothers and sisters, I see light. I see life in Christ, in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. It's all about Christ. Do you see what I see? The Apostle Paul and his conversion even though he was blinded by the glory of God and knocked off his horse. We know what happened. He saw Jesus by faith in Revelation. And you know what he did when you see Jesus? He said, Lord. He called him Lord. Why, the Bible says, all those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Paul didn't have to beg Jesus for forgiveness. He didn't have to say, Lord, forgive me. I've been killing your people. I've been destroying the church. Jesus knew that. He needed the Apostle Paul to see him and confess him as Lord. Amen. And he did. When you see Jesus, when you see the Christ in Christians, there ought to be an act of worship. There ought to be a sight of change. There should be, you went from darkness to light. Amen. There should no more be sadness, there should be joy. No more should there be sickness, there should be health. I'm talking about in the Christians. Amen? Because light has destroyed the darkness. Do you see what I see? The book of Revelations, chapter 1, verses 12 through 19. Hallelujah. This is the Apostle John. Oh, Lord, help us turn and see you, Jesus. Try to just shut your eyes and see yourself as the Apostle John, who has been boiled in oil, have scars on his body that show you that he's a Christian. He has not denied Christ, but he has defended Christ. He has defended the gospel. Just because he loved people. And for that testimony, he was on the Isle of Patmos. What testimony of faith? He kept the faith through all the trials and tribulation. I haven't been burned in oil. I haven't been set on fire. But I have a fire. I'm ready to lay down my life for this gospel. The doors won't be shut against any virus anymore in the name of Jesus. We're going to be the light that darkness can come in and be changed. That sick people can come in and be healed. That the lost can come in and be found. Amen. We'll have heat in this church. There'll be AC in this church. There'll be life at Word of Light, Word of Faith Worship Center. Amen. There'll be the life, and it's the light of Jesus Christ that has brought light to every man. John turned to see the voice. Do you hear what I hear? It spoke. God is still speaking. He spoke. And John turned and saw seven golden candlesticks. We got three. Imagine seven. Whew. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, say one. There's only one Christ. There's one God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man. Clothed with a garment down to the foot and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. Where does your gold end up when you worship God? Jesus is wearing the gold. One day, we're going to walk on streets of gold. We're not going to have to pay to have our streets paved with gold. We're just going to worship and dance on them. Amen. Because Jesus is preparing a place to all those that put faith in him. He's a carpenter by trade. But by faith, he's God's son. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. Next verse. Hallelujah. John saw something. Do you see what I see? Come on, this is Jesus. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice, say voice, as the sound of many waters. Do you see what I see? And in his right hand, seven stars. And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun that shines in its strength. You ever looked at the sun when it's high in the sky? You can't look at it. You can look at Christ. With the eyes of faith, you can see him and not be blind. Well, you can see him and you'll be blinded to the darkness that's in the world. You can see Christ. I see Christ in you. Amen. And John said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. When people tell you they've seen Jesus and they're just saying it like they're talking to John or friend, they ain't seen Christ. Because when I see him, I'm going to fall down and I'm going to worship him. You see angels. You want to be. If you see an angel, you're going to be afraid. You're going to want to. This is going to be a huge creature. But they, if you're one of his, they'll say, "Fear not. I bring you a message of great joy. You've got messengers, you've got warriors, and then you got the worshipers. That used to be Lucifer. He turned into Satan. Now we are the worshipers. We've got the anointed of praise. We've got his position." That's why we can praise him. That's why God needed to make man in his own image. Why? Lucifer wanted to be like the Most High, but he ain't and he never will be. That's your position. Come on, that's our position in Christ, in him alone. Hallelujah. He's being revealed to us this morning in verse 18. Fear not, for and he says, I am he that lives and was dead. Say was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. Amen, Jack, here we go. And have the keys of hell and death. There is a hell that brings forth death, but there is a Christ that brought forth life. Hallelujah. And I put faith, and when you put faith in him, you will not taste death. So don't even be thinking, you might want to plan your funeral, get all that stuff, but don't be planning to taste death, because Christ has tasted it for everyone that will put faith in him. When that time comes, when you breathe your last, God receives your breath. You pass by the death. You don't go through it, because Christ went there for us. So don't be dreading death. Be dreading if you don't know Christ. But get in today. Today's Christmas. We celebrate Christmas, but every day for a Christian is Christmas. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. One more verse. Write these things. Here we go. We're coming to a new year. You might want to write down some things that you're going to do, that you're going to do for Christ, and that Christ is going to do for you. Write these things which thou hast seen. Do you see what I see? And the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. One more verse, Kelsey. Write them down. Write the vision. Make it plain. Tell the devil. Make him go in. Make the devil go insane. This is what I'm going to do. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's all we need to read. Do you see what I see? How do you see Jesus this morning? How do you see Jesus in 2022? Are you going to see him the same? He never changes. So why should we think we're going to see a new Jesus in 2023? No, we're going to see new things, because he's going to make new things happen for you, because he never changes. He is the light, and darkness will never take over the light. It can't. The only way darkness can overcome the light is if you stay in darkness. But once you come to Christ, you are a part of the light. Amen. And Jesus said, no one can pluck you out of his hand. He's got a strong hand. He seals you with the Holy Spirit of promise. How do you see Jesus? No longer is he a baby. Thank God he was Lord at his birth. Thank God, Mary said, amen, it'll be unto me as the angel. Thank God she said yes to Jesus. Thank God she said yes to the Father. Thank God she said yes to the angel. And Jesus was conceived in a virgin's womb. Impossible, but with God, all things are possible. No longer is he a teenager, though he was. Did no miracles as a boy, as a teenager boy. Don't listen to the fables. Don't listen to the lies. Listen to the truth. It's in the pages of this Bible. And the Holy Ghost will bring it. Revelation to you. He'll reveal Christ to you in ways you've never seen him before. No longer is he a carpenter. Well, I think he's still got the trade. He's just working on bigger things. Amen. Hallelujah. He's the Alpha He's the Omega. He's a risen Savior. He's the beginning and the end. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's Lord of Lords and He's King of Kings. He's the bridge that connects the world back to the Father. And He's my Savior this morning. We're gonna serve the communion elements. Leo, if you want to go ahead and serve them. But I want to ask you today, Leo and Judy, if you'll serve. If you're here in this church, if you're watching online, it might be the lighting might be a little dim, but you can see me. I know you can see me in that camera. You can see me, all eyes here. If you don't know Christ, now I'm giving you an opportunity. There's going to come a time when God's Spirit will not always strive with man. You're not going to have an opportunity. But today is the day of salvation. And if you've never said yes to Jesus, do it on Christmas Day, my God. Don't wait till the day after Christmas if you don't know Christ, because the devil is out to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So I would ask you, before we take, as we're going to take communion here, don't be afraid of the communion table. Run to the communion table. It's a place that separates the world from the church. This is our holy table. This is the table that we sit down with Jesus. And when it says when we do this, we do it in remembrance of Him. And when we remember the Lord, He shows up. I need to get one, Brother Lee. Thank you, Lord. Look at there. Jesus came in to darkness, but the darkness could not overtake the light. And there was many that decided to stay in darkness, but not us. If you choose to call on Jesus, don't let what your eyes see determine what your heart is saying. If you say yes to Jesus, He has already said yes to you. And everything that God has provided is there for you to come to the table. But you need to study. You need to get in this book and you need to find out what's yours, because the devil wants you to believe a lie. But we're here to tell you the truth. Jesus loved you. He died. He lived for us. He died for us. And He rose on the third day. And He ascended unto the Father. And He said, now, church, I give you the keys of death, hell, and the grave. I give you all authority. Go and make disciples, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and keep the Holy Communion. As we do this today, we're going to remember Jesus. And I speak against any curse that may be working in your life. As we receive this, take the bread. This is not just a ritual. This is worship. This is God Almighty. This is Jesus saying, He no longer calls you servants. He has called you friends. When you come in, when He comes into your life, you become an heir, a joint heir with Christ. And everything that Jesus has is yours. I said, if you can believe that everything that Jesus has is yours, you will see it. That's Mark 11, 22 through 24. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe. When you receive this, if you got sickness in your body, I got things I'm dealing with, you know, every day. When I receive this, I'm thanking God that His Son was broken. This bread represents the Lord's body that was broken so that my body could be whole and walk in victory until I'm ready to go. So take this bread, and when you take this bread, know you're taking a communion, you're taking a covenant with God. And He is faithful to His covenants. He is faithful. You just keep giving him your faith. Lord, we thank You for Your Son. We thank You for Jesus, for His body was broken. And as we remember that brokenness, Lord, we receive strength in our bodies to overcome any obstacle that may lay before us. Receive the bread. You know, I shared with my kids getting grown and getting older, getting married. When they were little, 24 years ago, we started this at our house. I'm not big on traditions, but this is a tradition I'm big on. We're big on Jesus. I said, we big on Jesus. I ain't going to say that little jingle. There's a little jingle out there. Y'all probably heard it. It's about Band-Aids, but I tell you what. Some of you got it. I'm stuck on Jesus. And Jesus is stuck on me. But at our family, the presents are all nice. And even one of my kids texted it. It's, you know, thank you, Dad, for all the presents, but it was so nice just to be together. See, that's what Christmas is about. It's about being together. Jesus said, it's not about the 99. Come on. It's about the one that's not at Christmas. It's about the one that we call the black sheep that God says, he's my sheep. Go get him. Go get her. Don't give up on them. Amen. That's why Christ came. As we take this cup, this is a cup of blessing. The Lord has blessed us. And as we keep taking this communion, he will keep blessing you. But he says, go out and bless others. Go out and compel them to come in to this covenant. Christ, the newborn King. So Jesus, we thank you, Lord. As we receive this communion, we receive strength. We have already received forgiveness of sins. Well, we thank you, Lord. You said when you took that cup with your friends, with your disciples, you said you would not drink of that cup again until you drink it anew in your kingdom in heaven. We're looking forward to that day, Lord. So we just keep filling our cup with your promises that one day, Lord, you're going to pour out that drink and drink it with us. So until we see you again, Jesus, we see you now. Do you see what I see? I see Christ in you. One day we're going to see him face to face, and we're going to know him as face to face. But until then, receive the cup of blessing this morning, and we're going to worship him with this other video. Keep your light. We're not going to let the devil blow it out. Amen. Worship the Lord.
Holy, holy.
Don't look to the world for Jesus. Don't look to the world for your identity. Don't look to the world, because this world is not our home. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. What he has started, he will finish. What he started in you, he will complete it until the day of salvation. So don't look at this darkness. Keep looking at the light, because you are the light. You're a part of the light. And you will not walk in darkness. We walk in light. So Father, I'm going to ask you, we're going to go out of here with Go Tell It on the Mountain. I'm going to ask Tammy to come up and lead us on that. She just got the lead for it. But I want to pray as she comes up. I want to speak a blessing over you. It's probably going to be a prophetic blessing, because he is here. He never leaves. Not critical, but one prayer you don't need to pray is to ask God to go with you. Lord, come be with us. He never has left. We left him, but he never left. So he is here, and he never leaves. The Holy Spirit is here. He's still hovering. He's still waiting. All those that come upon the name of the Lord, the Holy Spirit goes in and brings life to them. He came into my home. God invaded my home after I invited him in. See, there's a holy invasion taking place, but only through an invitation will he come in. See, we're a holy people, holy unto God, and we've got a holy gospel. We got some good news. If they'll only hear what we've heard. So Christians, disciples, keep preaching. Keep witnessing. Keep praying. Keep speaking of the good things that God has done for you, for your family, and he's going to do it for all those that will come in. So Father, we thank you, Lord, for this service. We thank you, Lord, for this day that we set aside. We call it Christmas. Father, we thank you, Lord, for sending Christ, your Son, your only Son. You gave us your best. And Father, we thank you, Lord. I speak the Lord's blessings best to you, not only in 2022, but until he comes again for you. All his blessings for you in the word are yes and amen. If you can keep faith, everything that God has is yours. If you just keep the faith until, don't give up, you keep the faith and you keep speaking it forth, and it will manifest. He is here, And he will not, he is here, and he is here to hear your words of faith. If you'll keep giving him faith, God will keep giving you the blessing. He has poured it out on the day of Pentecost. His power was poured out to come in. And if you haven't received that gift of being filled with the Holy Ghost, today is a day to just let God fill you to overflow. Speak with your heavenly language. Speak what the Bible declares. Don't say who I am. Say who he is for you. He is the great I am, and he never changes. And everything that he is putting down in that Holy Scriptures is for every Christian that will believe. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, that this is your holy day, and we give you this day. We give you our life, and we thank you, Lord. Christ in us, the hope of glory, that we got good news to go tell it to the world. Hallelujah. Let's stand, and we're going to sing, and then go out and enjoy the rest of your day being a light for Jesus.
You all can hit the video back.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Over the hills and everywhere, go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching over silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, the humble Christ was born, and God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. That Jesus Christ is born.
Hallelujah. Tell it on the mountain. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10, 8 through 10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.